Everybody tuning in, hold on to your seatbelts.
Right down the middle. Breadbasket, baby. Let's go. Right there, man. He playing with him right there, man. Top of the key, behind the back, step back, man. There's no other way to draw it up.
Welcome to another edition of the Kids Act Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back once again on this lovely day right here, guys. It's a decent day outside, I can say. But any day above ground is definitely a great day. Hope y'all are doing well out there. Hope everything is going great. I got my co-host here, DJ, here today. DJ, how you doing, man?
Doing swell.
Doing swell?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, DJ's got to make up for it. He's running a little late, you know. So
man,
he let you guys down a little bit.
Ain't that nobody
But
down.
He still came on time for you guys. To tune in and listen,
you
as y'all do, we definitely appreciate you guys. Hey, there's no need to get the bangs. As you know, I'm sure these guys came to hear some great topics, and nonetheless, we definitely have those for you. And we, you know, we'll go ahead and start discussing those so we can jump right into it. Okay, Cowboys Saints coming up this Thursday. Only issue is Cowboys have several players out due to COVID, including their head coach, Mike McCarthy. Is going to be out this Thursday at New Orleans. Ezekiel Elliott will play, from my understanding, but we'll have a type of load carry or something like that. So we'll talk about it. But can the Cowboys pull this one out? Also, the Packers defeat the Rams in convincing fashion this past Sunday in Fox NFL's Game of the Week. Should we be worried about the LA Rams? Cam Newton? Not so Superman. Did the Panthers make the right choice bringing Cam back? We'll talk about that. Also, what's wrong with Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson played on Sunday Night Football against the Cleveland Browns and threw 4 interceptions. That makes 12 interceptions in the season with him. We're going to talk about that. And we got those in basketball in there. We got to move it to the hardwood a bit. Talk about DJ's favorite player in his team because, you know, they're just making headlines all over the place. The Phoenix Suns extend their winning streak to 17 games. Saw their lock to head back to the finals. We'll talk. And, of course, I know y'all been hearing the news. You know, so I got to discuss the news. Because y'all want to hear what I got to say. Lincoln Riley heads to USC. Is that the right move? Also, Brian Kelly decided he wanted to go to SEC. Go to LSU and try to see what he can do over there. Can he keep up, though, with the SEC and guys like Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. We'll talk about that. And, of course, you guys know I always have a game at the end. We go by pretty fast on those, you know. And it's called I Want In or I Want Out. So I make a statement. Doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean it's false. You let me know if that's something you want in or something you want out of. Okay. DJ, you ready?
Yep.
So without further ado, man, let's dive straight into it. Starting with the Dallas Cowboys right here, guys. Okay. They head to New Orleans. It's Thursday. Like I said, I'll try to. It's Wednesday today, guys, for me. And I normally post these the very next day. So don't, when I say days, don't even take it, you know. Anyway, they're traveling there. But the only thing about the Cowboys have lost 3 of their last 4 games. You know, they lost to the Raiders on Thanksgiving. You know what? I had it right here for just a second ago. Lost CeeDee Lamb in the Chiefs game. They lost in that one. And they also lost Amari Cooper for 2 games due to him having COVID. Now, head coach Mike McCarthy has COVID as well. Hey, when it rains, it pours, I guess, right, guys? And now they have a Thursday night matchup against the Saints in the Superdome, nonetheless. So, DJ, Amari Cooper will play. I found it out right before we came on. He will play, so I know they probably change your answer now. The Cowboys have enough to pull this one out on the road against the Saints.
Based upon not sure if Kamara is going to be playing, but I think Ingram is cleared to play, but I don't think Kamara is, which I don't think he'll play this week. He just got back to where he's practicing every day, so I think they'll probably give him another week, and he'll be in the lineup for next week.
Hoping for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fantasy, man, over here.
But yeah, I think there's enough. I mean, the Saints, they're not. I mean, they're not bad, but they're not that good either this year. They had a lot of injuries. You know, we talked about
Taysom Hill comes back too.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara.
No Michael Thomas.
No Michael Thomas. You know what I'm saying? It's been a kind of depleted year. I mean, give them credit. At least
no Jameis Winston.
Yeah. Well, they lost him. Yeah. I think they're sitting at 5-6 right now. Mm. So, I mean, give them credit for still being able to hang in there. Yeah, Taysom Hill is supposed to be starting this Sunday. So, with that, you can look forward to some version of a Tim Tebow offense. You know, a lot of Wildcat probably. I don't expect a tremendous a lot of passing because, I mean, their receivers aren't that great either. They've been known this season to be dropping a lot of passes and stuff, so I wouldn't expect a whole lot in the passing game. But the rushing should be something to pay attention to, you know, overall.
Okay.
But I don't think it'll be enough to beat the Cowboys. At least not with this matchup. Dak, you know, they got Alvin Kamara coming back. They got Cooper coming back. Zeke supposed to be getting more carries, you know, in this game. So I expect, you know, especially with the way the Cowboys have been playing overall this year. I know they've had bad games this year, but, you know, they've turned around those bad games to good. Even last week on the Thanksgiving game, yeah, they lost, but it was in a close. It wasn't like they were just, you know, got beat down or anything like that. It just got out, you know, they got outplayed at the end of the game. That's what it was. It went down to the wire, you know. So they're playing like somebody is seriously wants to win a Super Bowl this year. So I expect them to bounce back this week and beat the Saints convincingly.
Oh. But, you know, before I came on here, you know, that's a good take and whatnot. Before I came on here, I was definitely thinking about the Saints. That's before I found out Mark Cooper is cleared to play. That's why I read some reports. I could be wrong that CeeDee Lamb is scheduled to play. Now, this is a different offense now, right? You look at last week when Dak had Cedric Wilson, he's a great talent, Tony Gallup, Dalton Schultz, you know. He had those guys. He didn't have Cooper and he didn't have CeeDee. Those are his two favorite guys. You know, you can pick whoever you think he's first with him, but that was the thing. Zeke having problems with the knee. Tony Pollard getting most of the carries. But now, there's a new confidence heading down to the Mercedes. No, that's wrong. The Superdome down there in New Orleans.
I think it is a Mercedes.
What's Atlanta's? What is Atlanta's? That's why I was
looking. No, I think Atlanta's a Mercedes.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah. Heading to the Superdome, so your confidence is a lot higher because you're going to need it going down. I don't care how many games the Saints have lost. They got the chance to face the Cowboys Thursday night at their place. They're going to try everything they can to bounce back. Also, with Taysom Hill, look for Payton. Sean Payton is familiar with Taysom. He's going to throw some trickery in there for the defense. I think the Cowboys can handle that. But offensively, it's going to be tough. Let's see. I guess who I got winning this one, a healthy CD. But you know what, bro? Amari is coming off of COVID. Players do have an effect when they're coming off of COVID. I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with the Saints. I don't know why I did that, but I'm going to go with the Saints. I think the Cowboys are going to do good numbers, but defensively, I think the Saints in the end of that game is going to get a big stop in the red zone for some reason. I don't know why, but that's what my psyche is telling me right now. I think CD have a great game. I don't know what Amari Cooper will be like straight off of COVID. I have no idea. Because that's been shown it affects people, as we'll talk about Lamar Jackson stuff a little bit later, that it affects people and whatnot. And I don't know how it's going to affect him. So I can't just, he's going to get over 100 yards, catching and 8%. I don't know. I can't do that. So I got to say it's going to be a good game going back and forth. It's going to end with the Saints getting a big red zone stop in my head. That's what I'm seeing. You got Lattimore over there, Demario Davis. You got former Eagles, Malcolm Jenkins. So you got a lot of vets over there and a lot of talent. That when they're back against the wall, they play pretty well for some reason or another. I know they got embarrassed on Thanksgiving, but for some reason, I feel like they'll show up for this game. But I got the Cowboys. Lord have mercy. I got the Saints in that one right there. You got anything else on that, DJ?
No, final score 27-17 Cowboys.
I'm gonna go final score of, man, give me 20-17 final score. Yeah, the defense in the second half is gonna be at an all time high. So let's move forward to something that wasn't so low scoring. This past Sunday, America's game of the week. Wowzers, right? The Rams took on the Green Bay Packers. Now, everybody's healthy other than, you know, Rams lost Robert Woods. Everybody's healthy, though.
what have you. Aaron Rodgers, I know he said he had COVID toe. He was out there, though. Devontae Adams. Aaron Jones was back. Odell Beckham's had 2 weeks with the playbook now. You got Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp. Yeah, everybody's out there. Von Miller's on defense. So we want to see it all laid out on the line, right? And, man, did we, right? I mean, we saw some good things. But, you know, I think at the same time we saw some concerning things. Although, I'll give you guys the final score. The Packers won 36-28. I got my thoughts on this, honestly. But the question really comes down to, should we be worried about the Rams? And I'll discuss really quickly why I say that. Now, the Rams have lost, if I'm not mistaken, their last three games. They lost to the 49ers. They lost to the Titans. And now they lose to the Packers. Coming off of a bye, we got the acquiring Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. Now, I know what I think the issues are on this. But I'm going to let you say first, should we be worried about the Rams? And if so, why? And if not, why not? That's a loaded question.
I wouldn't worry. I'm not worried about them. Simply because, first of all, with these new additions to the team, people got to understand, these people, they weren't there in training camp. Now, I know, you know, if you didn't play sports or football or anything like that, training camp is crucial. It's hard to come into the middle of a season and be aggressive when you don't know what you're doing completely, at least, you know, it's difficult, you know. So you're pretty much trying to learn everything on the fly. So they don't have no type of chemistry like Odell and Matthew Stafford don't really have a whole lot of chemistry right now. They're making it up on the fly. Von Miller don't really know his guys on defense. You know, I'm pretty sure he's not the signal caller. So and they're just, you know, getting jailed into this on a week-to-week basis. So, but even with the game against the Packers, the Rams turned the ball over a lot. Had an interception, yeah. Fumbled on kickoff. You know, I think that kickoff with the Packers got the ball. I think they drove and scored on that play. So, you take away those turnovers, that might even win the game. Because let's be honest, they were still in it. The end of scores were 28-36, I think.
Yeah.
They were in the game. You know, It's just, you know, it wasn't enough time left, you know, to make something happen. So, I feel like I'm not worried about them. I feel like this is going to be, like I said, it's a week-to-week thing. You get new people in, you know what I'm saying? It's going to take a while. And not to mention, it has gotten a little bit better. Even with Odell, you could tell him and Matthew Stafford was a little bit off. Sometimes the ball was behind him a little bit and stuff like that. That's because the chemistry ain't been there. He, you know, as far as having chemistry with your receiver, that's one of the reasons why him and Cooper Kupp are so good together, because they can kind of feel, okay, if that ain't open, I know he's going to, you know, try to convert this way, you know. Him and Odell don't have that, you know, but they did look better than they did when they lost against the 49ers. So it's getting there. It's going to take these the rest of the season, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? I would expect probably by playoff time, they're looking good together, you know. But yeah, I'm not worried about it. They cut down on the turnovers, number one. Just if you do that, I think you're in a much better position. You're in the game, you probably even win it, in my opinion. So, no, I'm not worried about it. I just need to stop turning the ball over.
I'm a little worried. No, I'm a lot of worried for a number of reasons. They got outplayed all up and down that field. I could have sworn it's like three future Hall of Famers on that defense. Let's start with them. And I could have sworn Devontae Adams was just playing in the backyard, bro. Like all behind the defense, in between the defense. I'm like, yo, what is really going on? Like, that's so embarrassing. You got no pass rush on Aaron Rodgers. You know, you ain't stopping the run. Lord have mercy. Aaron Jones came back, and now he didn't go for 100 yards, but he moved the sticks. And A.J. Dillon really moved the sticks. You couldn't stop him. And I'm just like, this defense has been bad for a while, like the last couple weeks. I don't get why they can't seem to piece it together. Now, I get you got Jalen Ramsey. So some people are like, oh, that's just one side of the field cut off. Okay, and you got Aaron Donald. Stop the run. Get a good pass rush. Then you add another pass rusher and Von Miller on the other side. And not saying it should be simple, but you should still be a decent defense. These guys can't get stops to save their life. They stay on the field. Get off the field. That's my issue. I'm watching the game while they're working. I'm just like, are y'all going to get a stop? Are y'all going to take Aaron Rodgers to the ground once? Are you going to get a hit on him? Anything? They didn't do none of that. Give credit to the Packers line.
But they did none of that. The Packers call whatever they want to, whenever they want to. And I seen that same thing happen when these Rams a week ago played the 49ers. Now, we all know Kyle Shanahan got that offense where everybody just kind of all over the place and everybody's getting blocked. You know what I'm saying? But they just got pushed around there. And the thing there was like, oh, well, they're a more physical team, right? 49ers run the ball, physical, nah. So, you know, in L.A. play kind of pretty. Okay. The Packers, they not no physical team like that. And so we seen this thing get roughed up, and we seen them just get lollygagged going down the field, too. I don't even know the identity of this defense at the moment. Because, like I said, we're talking about not getting off the field. I'm talking about first down plays, Aaron Rodgers driving back, getting 15 yards across the middle of the field. The middle. Just anything he wanted, he got it. And the rest of the guys, just Randall Cobb, all respect, but he was going off. I mean, anybody who wanted to get a first down and a touchdown on the Rams was able to. That needs to be fixed. Also, Matt Stafford, right? I got to be real. Okay, I love him because he's from Georgia. The love's always there. But I swear these last couple weeks, even before Odell get there, before anybody wants to blame Odell, I don't know. It looks like the moment is too big for him. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't know why that is. Because what we what? I mean, to put you on the spot, he would see 10, that's what. That's a week 13 of the season, four more games to go. What? Why is the moment too big for you in week 12 and week 13? We didn't even hit the playoffs yet for me to say, all right, did this. Just finish the year. That's all you have to do. Finish the year. But you sitting here, I don't want to say choking, but not performing up to expectations. And week 10 and 11, one against a divisional opponent. One against a team you could possibly meet in the conference championship, and one against the Titans, who at the time were still a top team in AFC. Why aren't you performing for me? If you guys lose to these teams, okay, we're still going to talk about it, but it's going to be different because it's going to be like, well, can't say Matt Stafford didn't ball out. He gave me 300 yards, and he can't, you know. The turnovers are killing me, man. Every time he drops back. He's had a pick six in the last three of his games. I don't know if you know that. Pick six. That dude. And then it's like, well, he's ton of vision on Odell and whatnot. So I watched the things, right? And he's still trying to figure out where to fit Odell. It's clear we all know Odell's an outside receiver. They're putting him in the inside, whatever, right? But it's one thing when he's open. It's another thing you just throw it straight behind him. Are you nervous? Like, I think, is it too much pressure? Like, because we saw him get behind the defense and he gave one to him. But it's just like in between the numbers, he's just kind of losing his psyche. Like, I'm talking about even his pocket presence. It is off. It is all the way off. Like, he just, you know what I mean? I know y'all can't see me, but he's just like stuck sometimes. And I'm just like, this isn't even, is this, this not who you are. But then I think, is this who you are? Because we always blame Detroit. Y'all remember he was in Detroit. We always blame, oh, Detroit. Same thing for Megatron, who was a beast. It's always Detroit. And I'm like, is it you too? Did you just adapt some of that Detroit? Because I remember, you know, at the beginning of the season, when he kind of took a shot at Detroit, he was like, it'd be fun to play in meaningful games, you know, big primetime games. Well, you got it. What then happened? You've been on Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and America's Game in a week, 3 weeks in a row, and you blew all three of them. It's time to play. It's time to show up. You got what you wanted. You're in the perfect position. You know who else was in the perfect position? Jared Goff. But he blew it. This is a tailor-made situation for Matt Stafford. You eat your peanut butter crackers. All right? This is a tailor-made situation for Matthew Stafford. As easy as it can get for a quarterback. Jared Goff blew it. Right? Matt Stafford's supposed to give us that little bit extra. He's not giving it to me. I need to have confidence when you drop back. That ball's going to somebody on the same team as you. I don't got it out of him right now. He's got to prove it now. They got the Jaguars next week. This week, excuse me. I hope it's an easy win. It looked like it'll be an easy win, but I don't know. But
are you a judge? Because they got a couple more division games.
And what if he goes on? If he beats the Jaguars, will it mean anything? Because most of his wins at the beginning of the year.
It'll mean something as far as getting some juice back. Because I'm going to be honest with you, right now they need it. I ain't going to say it's going to be an easy W, but
they need one.
Based upon the Jaguars or who they are, I'm just going to assume, but they need an easy win. You know what I'm saying? Because they need to get back in the groove of things. See, they didn't play Tennessee, 49. Which is tough. Uh-huh. 49ers, which is tough. Now, in the Green Bay, which you think, okay, all these teams, playoff teams, you know what I'm saying, you need to, you know what I'm saying, play well against. Okay, well, yeah, I give you that. They do, you know. But at this point, I feel like, at least for Matthew Stafford, need some confidence, you know what I'm saying, and got Odell in, you know what I'm saying. So now it's like, okay, first of all, you already had the pressure on him because he was like, first, you know, you was the missing piece.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, well, now y'all Super Bowl ready. You know what I'm saying? Because now you got Matthew Stafford. Then you had Odell Beckham to the mix. So it was like, okay, well, I got to make sure he get his touches at least, you know, or it's going to seem like, oh, Matthew Stafford is the problem in that offense, not getting Odell the ball or whatever. Right, it's going to be something along those lines or whatever.
Right.
So I feel like they need the Jaguars. They need an easy win. You know, just to get confidence back, just to get on rhythm. You know what I'm saying? So when they go into their next couple of divisional games, they'll be bad. I don't think they're gonna be like this. Yeah, and like even when it comes to like the playoffs, first of all,
do you know the rest of their schedule? As of the Jaguars, they got the Cardinals, Seahawks, Vikings, Ravens, and the Niners again. I can't just
all teams that they need.
I can't hand them none of these games, bro. Seahawks, are they bad? That's a division.
You ain't got to hand them anything. Just long as they compete in the games. That's what you want to see. You just want to see them compete. Even if they go 500 with them games. As long as they in every single game that they play. And the thing right now is that, oh, they're turning the ball over. They can't stay in the game. I mean, even the way they turned the ball over, like I was saying with Green Bay, they were still in it.
Yeah.
You put five more minutes on the clock, they might have came back. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there was what? Was it one score game? Is that right? Yeah. They had scored and went for two. So it was a one score game. So I just want to see them in it and
be better.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, like what the Packers doing, we ain't talking about the Packers, though, but yeah.
I agree. You said what?
Man, it should have been the topic. Yeah.
The Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Packers have been doing this all year, though. That's why it's like, when we talked about, that's no shocking right here. We know they're going to put in work. It's when they get to the NFC Championship game, then they just don't seem to perform there. So, like, this right here, what they're doing to me ain't nothing new. I've seen Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams a million times. The defense is playing extremely well without Jerry Alexander. But, like I said, the Packers, for me, at this point, would have to prove it in the playoffs. I already expect this out of them. You know, they can win big games. We know they can do this, whatnot. But, you know, and I also like to add, I think, was it last year that the Buccaneers added Antonio Brown? Was it midseason? Is that right? I think it was midseason. Remember? Was it midseason? Yeah, it was midseason.
It was.
I don't know. But they went on to win the championship. And I'm not saying Matthew Stafford is nowhere near close to Tom Brady. By no means am I implying that. I'm just saying.
He's in a class by himself, so.
Yeah, he is.
Anytime you add the Brady effect, you know, all your logic goes out the window.
How much time are we putting in after practice? How much time am I grabbing Odell after I'm done with all the
receivers? I don't know what all they're doing.
That's my thing. Like, I don't know if he's going that extra mile. I mean, Brady wasn't right for doing this. Man was breaking COVID protocol to go practice and get some work with his wideouts. You know what I'm saying?
He might be, the only way we would know is if somebody would
say it. Sad source. Well, we'll find out, man. Whew. Let's move on to this next topic. Now, I've talked about this man. I've said good stuff about this man. Cam Newton, guys. Not so Superman. This past Sunday, guys, let's talk about it, all right? Cam Newton, as you all know, or may not know, but I'm about to let you know, was signed by the Panthers 2 weeks ago. Made his first start back again with Carolina. He has a deal for the remaining of the year.
Trash.
Well, we're going to talk about that, but let's just kind of give him the background to it. He came back, had an amazing performance. He didn't start. Mind you, this amazing performance, P.J. Walker started and played very well. Played against the Panthers. They had no Kyler Murray, right? I mean, yeah, no Kyler Murray or whatnot. And they ended up going on to beat them 34-10. Cam Newton had two touchdowns. He ran for one and he threw for one. Next game, they start him against Washington. He loses to Washington 21-27. He had an amazing game in that, though. Two touchdowns. Now, into why DJ saying complete trash. Cam Newton had his second official start with the Panthers this year. And let's just say it didn't go ideal. Here we go. They went to Miami. End up losing this one. 33-10. But let's talk about some of these stats that Cam didn't put up. You know what I mean? Cam threw 5 for 21. I didn't say that wrong. 5 for 21, guys, on Sunday. Watch this. The completion percentage was 23.81. What? 23. That's out of like 100 and some, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two interceptions, no touchdowns. At least not through the air. One touchdown on the ground. Right? So, it's so frustrating because we like Cam so much. Was this the right call for the Panthers to bring Cam in and try to go for this playoff push?
Based off because of his last game?
Last two games. Not last game, go for it.
At this point, I mean, what else you got?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, I don't know if they are or not, but you pretty much at this point build the offense around whatever's best for him. You know, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, are they? They are. They got Joe Brady from LSU. These were just straight out just picks he just threw. You're going to let him drop back and throw it. I mean, everything else, they're running for him to get it up the middle and stuff, but he just turned the ball over and just played bad. And people were like, oh, he got benched in the fourth. I'm sure at that point in the game, they were all through anyway. So when people, oh, he got benched, I'm sure he was like, bro, just pull him, bring him on out. It wasn't his day.
You got to take the crookeds with the straights.
Yeah.
Just ride this thing out. I mean, it's okay, you pull him. Whoever, okay, you going to put Walker in the game. You're going to do no better. And he didn't do no better.
Not at that point. I don't grade nobody off of that getting thrown into a game like that.
I mean, just ride it out with him, you know. Try to make your playoff push with him. You know, try to, if anything, you just want to try to ride the Cam Newton
wave.
Pretty much. Just ride this thing on out. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, let's be honest. Y'all tried to make a split. He went one way, you went another way. Neither one of y'all benefit was good in the other relationships.
Exactly.
So it's a thing where it's like, you know what? Ain't nothing else out there for me. Ain't nothing else out there for you. Let's just make it work together.
Right.
Let's be horrible together. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
But just ride it out.
Ride it out.
Carolina.
I want to say this before I really start getting into it. Let me sit up. I know if you guys hear me. We were all extremely excited when Cam came back. The energy. Oh, remember that? I'm back. All that when he scored a touchdown. It was so great. It's hard to hate Cam. You can't hate him. You got to love the guy, right? You know, it was excited to see him back with the Panthers, right? This could happen. Christian McCaffrey, Cam. Sam Darnold's like, this can actually work. But when I look at this performance, all I got to say is, what the hell was that? What was that that he put out there?
That my Cam Newton?
Yes, Cam Newton! Dude! What, you threw for 92 yards! 5 for 21 passing? It wasn't my day. It wasn't your day. That to me, I didn't watch the whole game. I seen some of it. But then, that just takes over the whole team. You see what I'm saying? It don't matter if the defense got 3 stops in a row. What can you do with somebody completing 5 for 21 on passes? What can you do? You get discouraged at this point. That was like, Cam Newton, and I hate to say this, was the worst quarterback in the league this past Sunday. Y'all remember, he went on I Am Athlete podcast, and he was like, I knew it ain't 32 other guys better than me. Well, Sunday it was. Taylor Heineke was better than him Sunday. That's pathetic. Kirk Cousins was better than him Sunday. You name it, they were better. Tyrod Taylor, Zach Wilson. Dude, you can't keep doing this. I mean, everybody wants to root for you. You tell us you prepared. You went and got vaccinated because people thought that was the problem. I'm proud of you did that. And you're like, bro, just give me something. Give me something. Because since you've been back as a starter, you're 0-2. 0-2. Now, let me tell you something. Yeah, we all happy to have you back. They're selling the tickets. If y'all can hear that right now, that's a dryer going off in the other room right now. We knew it was coming.
We ghetto like
that. We ghetto like that for sure. But you're 0-2 since coming back to this team. The aura was amazing. It was. Like, now, if you the Panthers, you Matt Rule, I want results. I want results. I brought you in. I want to make a playoff push. I didn't bring you in. I'm trying to still feel my way out. It's time over for that. And I don't want to hear nowhere. I didn't get the rest of the season to come in. We didn't think we needed you in the rest early in the season. We didn't think you needed you. But you a vet. You've been doing this, what, 8, 9, 10 years? But just come in, give us a push. Push us through. We relying on you. Sam Darnold started off good, went down bad. Now he hurt. And now it's even worse because Christian McCaffrey is out for the rest of the season. Sorry, fantasy owners. But now he's out for the rest. Yeah, sorry to myself. But now he's out for the rest of the season. So now, what am I doing now? I'm relying on Cam even more. There's no way you can perform like this again, man. And you know, with that being said, now you got to win your next two games. That's just it. You ain't coming in here and finger 0-3, 0-4, 0-5. P.J. Walker could have done that. P.J. Walker probably could have kept you in this game. Come on, dude. Stop playing like that. Be better than that, dog.
I mean, you know they did make the playoffs. It wouldn't be a serious threat, no way.
But it's okay. You was brought in for us to push to make the playoffs. Now, what we do when we get there is up in the air because you ain't going to do nothing anyway once you get there. But if you need to come in the rest of the year because you're playing for this year and you're playing for next year, right? And if he gets them to the playoffs, I have no doubt that they will bring him in again next year.
As a backup, I guess.
But he can play his behind. It's a backup.
Yeah.
They done with Sam Darnold.
I know that, I'm saying, I say it again. Deshaun Watson is still out there.
Now it gets interesting. Deshaun Watson looking for a home out there. Can't rule that out. Don't know all the legal stuff. And Russell Wilson. There's been an inside report saying they say this is his last season. Things are bad in
Seattle.
Oh, things are bad right now. Russell.
Something. You got a little trade bait. I mean, put this out there. Christian McCaffrey, he's not going to get no healthier.
No.
Okay.
I think it's
if Houston said, we'll take him for Watson, send him.
That's not a bad thing. Because, I mean, right now, this is ridiculous. Like, Cam, I'm critical of you. Because I know how great Cam is. He ain't the 2015 Cam no more. But you ain't telling me 32 guys ain't better than you, and you come out here and complete 5 passes. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing that. I expect way too much out of you, dude. I didn't tell you go 21 for 27 again. I didn't tell you do that.
And tell the receivers, do a little 3-yard hitch route. Yeah, I can hit him. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, boom. Yeah, I can hit him. That's basically what that was, what them 92 yards was.
That's it. You know, but you, come on, Cam. Come on. I believe in you. Come on. You got to make some shake, dog. You got to, man. Moving from one quarterback to another, and you know, when we mention Lamar on this show, it's never really about bad football play, but it's more so about the passing ability and can he do it in the playoffs? Because he don't really play bad. But man, did I just have to eat my words right there. Sunday night against the Buffalo Browns, Lord of Mercy. The Cleveland Browns.
Whole new team.
The Cleveland Browns. Ravens went on to win this game. However, I just want to focus on Lamar for a second. Lamar Jackson threw 4 picks, 3 in the second quarter alone, 1 in the second half, if I'm not mistaken, 62.5 completion percentage, and threw for 165 yards and 1 touchdown with a QB rating of 46.5. Okay? He has 12 interceptions this season. That's the most he's ever had. Ever. And that's tied, like, top in the league with picks. That's like Baker Mayfield numbers right there, dog. All right? So what's wrong with Lamar Jackson right now?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah,
aggression thing. He one of them players to where he can always make a play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, with the 4 picks, it's not like
It's not like four picks with Ben Roethlisberger. Four picks with Ben Roethlisberger. It's horrible. But he can throw four picks and then turn around and come back and rush two touchdowns and throw one and, you know, 200-some yards, you know, or 300-some yards throwing and 100 yards rushing. He can do that. You know what I'm saying? He's got the playmaking ability in him the entire game.
He can always figure it out.
So that's why you don't worry about this. But at the same time, it's like, don't let this get out of hand. I'm going to say, don't let this become a habit, okay? Right. You had a bad game. Okay, that's fine. Don't make it a habit to where every game you coming in, you throwing at least two picks now. Mm-hmm. And we got to make up a deficit, you know.
This is fourth game with multiple picks. So
I think he's got a whole lot of trust in his receivers, because some of those passes he threw, and he probably shouldn't have thrown them, but he thrown them because he's like, I'm going to always pick my guy out next one. Two of them worked. Both of them was I think Matthews, a tight end.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So two of them worked, you know, but I think that's where he got a lot of faith in his receivers, which is, at this point, it's a good and it's a bad thing.
No, definitely. Like I said, Lamar, well, I didn't say this. I'm going to say Lamar Jackson is a franchise QB. Why? Because of what you just said, like in the beginning of your take or whatnot, when you were like, he always figures out a way to get it done. He had four picks, turn around, still win the game because he ran two touchdowns, stuff like that. Yeah. That's what I call a franchise QB. Figuring out any way to get it done, even when things isn't going that way. Clearly, not Cam at the moment, right? So, these four interceptions, they were all very bad. Nonetheless, they were all bad. All interceptions aren't created equally, but it doesn't matter. They're bad. Now, you got to look at this. Lamar Jackson has been sick a lot within the last two seasons. I think he got COVID last season, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And then this year, he's missing multiple practices on sickness. Very sick a lot. I think he got COVID maybe twice. I think he got COVID twice, if I can remember. So, I don't know what the deal is there, because even after he beat it both times, which is amazing, he still gets sick. So you're thinking, once again, is there an effect there? He still balls out on the field? Or is this just him not, you know, playing up the part, right? And I don't want to put him in sickness. Let's just say he's not playing up the part, right? The thing is with Lamar, he isn't the greatest passer, right? We understand that. But he never would turn the ball over. That just wasn't something he did. He has to take those turnovers away. I think he'd be right back where he started in the first place. Take them away. Stop. Sit in that pocket. Trust your guys, but don't over-trust your guys. You see what I'm saying? You think Mark Andrews going to run 100 yards down the field from the one-yard line, go to the end zone and say, Lamar can make this throw? No. You see what I'm saying? You know your quarterback's limitations. You know stuff like that, right? Yeah. Now, I know people miss it. Tyreek Hill may do it for Mahomes, but I mean, come on. You know, like, know when to trust and not to trust. I think Lamar, like I said, I told you, if he could win championship this year, I won't be shocked, because this dude made me a believer several times, again and again and again and again and again. You know, turnovers have never been his thing. I think he nips this in the bud the rest of the season. I see he got 12 picks now.
If he does win, it'll be because he won it with his arm, and his running was the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
Oh, that's a good icing on the cake.
Definitely a little something
in the cake there. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much, like I said, we love Lamar. You know what I'm saying, man? I feel like he can do anything on the football field. Cut down these turnovers, dog. Stop. I mean, picks are gonna happen. Like, you know, you got like 11 guys swarming around the field, and this, you know, one of the best athletes in the world. But just cut down on it, man. And you know, keep doing what y'all are doing over there in Baltimore, because right now I have zero issues other than these turnovers. Now, did I bring up the Suns yet? I don't think I did. All right. Let's talk about favorite player Chris Paul on the Phoenix Suns. He's not a Phoenix Suns fan. He's a Chris Paul fan. So, let's talk about the Suns, though. 17-game win streak defeats the Warriors last night. Devin Booker goes out early with a hamstring injury. They still pull out the dub. I just want to jump straight to it, right? Are the Phoenix Suns a lock once again to get back to the finals? And I say this before you answer, because I know how we all felt last year about it. Remember, LeBron and AD was healthy. You know, is a bunch of this and that. You know, if Kyrie was there, they would have. All those things. Now they're looking like, hey,
We still got the juice. You feel me? Are they locked to get back there? Have they shocked you this year?
I mean, as far as them being good, that doesn't shock me. Because I mean, they were good. They were good last year. You know. As far as them being a lock to go back to the final, I don't give them a lock, but I will give them the favorites to go back. Mm. I don't give them just. It's clear cut simply because it. I mean, it's just hard. Although it happened last year, but it's hard for me to just cancel out LeBron. I know we're experiencing human LeBron, but the last 19 years we've experienced.
He's also in healthy safety protocols at this time with COVID. I know, yeah. Right, LeBron?
What? The last 19 years, you know, we've witnessed Superman LeBron. This year we're witnessing, you know, apparently he got some kryptonite somewhere and, you know, came back down to earth. But even with that being said, it, you know, I still feel, because of what I've seen so many years prior, even with the way things are going for him right now and with the Lakers, I still feel like LeBron has that where he can get, you know, some of the yellow sun to get his, you know, Superman powers back, you know, in the playoffs, even if it's in spurts, right. You know. So that's why I can't give them a lock for that, just because I feel like LeBron can do it. But as far as, like, everybody else, Clippers, the Nuggets, Portland.
Oh, no, stop.
I feel like they're head and shoulders over them. I feel like the one team that I feel like could give them competition is the team that they played day one against last night. Yeah. Is the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were to tell me, you know, look, Lakers ain't gonna make it back, huh?
The Mavericks.
I kind of feel like they kind of took a step back. I guess because Porzingis isn't we expected him to be.
Oh no, he's definitely
at
not.
This point. Yeah. He's a number three now. I was like, oh yeah, he's a solid number two. No, he's a number three. You know, so I feel like because of that, you know what I'm saying, you won't see them in the finals, or at least the conference finals. But if you was to tell me it's gonna be Warriors, Suns in the final, okay, I wouldn't go against that, you know, because I can see both of those happening. But I wouldn't give them a lock, but I give them the favors.
Okay,
simply because they did it last year. They brought back the same team this year. They got the same chemistry with a couple more pieces in there. Same chemistry. Playing like they're playing better this year than it was last year. You know? And they're looking better than pretty much everybody else in the league. Even the Bucks.
Yeah.
So
I don't wanna at the moment they look like a lock. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll continue that way because you got to incorporate that Klay is coming back at some point.
Yeah.
Even a 70% Klay is better than a 100. I mean, you know, not 100, but you know. Most of the league. They're looking really good right about now. I'm not going to worry. They stay healthy. Right? I mean, sky's the limit. They're definitely getting a top three seed.
Oh, the just got a hamstring.
Yeah, I know. And they pulled it out. So hopefully this doesn't take a turn for the worse. I got them as a top three seed. Right now, the Lakers, at this point, the Lakers going to have to play all the way to game 82 and then the play-in game. Because, I mean, they
can't get over 500.
They can't get over 500. And they can't keep LeBron on the court. AD is probably, he probably sick to his stomach having to play all these games. He know good and well he likes to take games off.
I don't know if he saw this coming or whatever, but I will give him credit at this point for getting Westbrook simply because, number one, Westbrook's durable.
Yeah.
And, you know, he going to put up points, you know what I'm saying, rebounds, assists, you know, turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you couldn't have him turn up, but it was an argument over him or, what was it, Buddy Hield. At this point, you got to be glad that you got Westbrook. Because I don't think Buddy Hield would have, I feel like Westbrook is one of the reasons why they at least flirted with 500, not completely 5-6 games underneath it. I don't think Buddy Hield could have, think he could have, you know, produced what Westbrook would have done to at least keep the Lakers to the point to where they can get the 500 versus what we got the chase, you know what I'm saying, average before we can get over that, you know.
Definitely. Suns, I think you're locked at this moment. Top three seed. I don't know what's going to happen playoff time. I don't know what the Lakers going to look like. To me, that's the biggest thing, you know, what the Lakers going to look like come playoff time. But right now, they look like they're on pace to head back there once again. Now, I can't wait to get to this news. We're going to get towards the end of our show. We got like two topics, but really one topic altogether. Lincoln Riley joins USC.
Leaves Oklahoma. For all you guys who know, he's coach Oklahoma. He coached Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, right? Several college football playoff appearances, right? Was this the right move by Lincoln Riley to go to USC?
I feel like it depends on why he did it. Is USC like a dream job or?
Well, yeah, it's a huge dream job, and I think he said he's going to make this the mecca of college football. My understanding is what he wanted.
You know, maybe it is his dream job. I don't know, but to me, it's kind of funny how you did this right after y'all was getting ready to go to the SEC. You know,
now you're talking.
Where all the big dogs at? You know. The heavyweights of college football. Now, how in the world are you going to make, you know, USC the standard or the mecca of football, whatever you want to call it, when all the comp is in the conference you just left?
Mm-hmm.
So, it might be his dream job. I don't know. But was it the right decision? if you want to keep winning, I guess so. You know?
I mean, because he's going to get most of his recruits. I mean, they're leaving. They left, you know, decided not to go Sunday. A lot of them did, and I think he just signed like a 4-star quarterback who said he's going to USC. So they, you know, Southern California, you know, so he's gonna be people like going there. And then, you know, you got Lincoln Riley, he's like a superstar college coach.
Well, that's crazy how, and let me think correctly. Yeah, that's crazy how he got all this superstardom coach, but at least from what I remember, I could be wrong, and ain't won no national title. No,
there you go.
He done had Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, he done had Jalen Hurts, ain't won, not even touched the national title, even got close enough to smell it.
Couldn't even, he would be in the first round of the playoffs. You know, they'd be like
yeah, he went to the first round, yeah, I believe, twice.
Yeah.
1 year he lost to y'all, the Georgia Bulldogs, and the other year I think he lost to LSU.
Lost to y'all, didn't he?
Was it us?
Kyler Murray against Alabama. Remember that?
Oh, so I'm thinking about Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts lost to, Jesus Christ.
He lost to somebody.
Well, just do you take out?
Was it Cincinnati? I don't know.
No, it wasn't no Cincinnati. No, yeah, LSU, you're right. Well, okay.
It was like 3 appearances then.
Yeah, and didn't
even get to the national title. We can't even say he at least competing for him because he didn't get there. He got to the play. He compete for the playoffs every year. So, I mean, my thing is, I mean, you can go to USC and do the same. Do you think it's going to be an easier road there? Like, I don't know. Eventually, you're going to run into an SEC team, which is the conference you just ran from. You know,
right?
I mean, I can't blame you that you ran. You know, it's tough over there, man. But you know, some, you know, like Chris Paul said, some people made for the moment. I guess Brian Kelly made for the moment.
Yeah, speaking of Brian Kelly, since he already brought his name up, former coach of Notre Dame, was there for like 10 years? If I'm right,
like 12 years.
12 years. There we go. 12 years of Notre Dame decides to go to LSU and go to SEC, man. You know. I'm just going to say my take. I like this move, right? Because he can't be mentioned that the Urban Meyers, the Dabo Sweeney's, the Nick Sabans, you know what I mean? Until he go win one and win it in this conference. So he said, you know, I want the smoke. I'm going to go towards it. I ain't going to run from it like Lincoln. He went to it. So I'm thinking, bro, now you under the microscope every year. But if you win, it's very rewarding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you lose, then, oh, yeah, you know, and you're going against the big dogs now. Not just once a year in the college football playoffs. You don't have to sit there this time, Brian Kelly, and plead your case. I know Notre Dame should be the fourth seed, the third seed.
Yeah.
They won't give it to you now if you earn it. But that's what you got to do. So I applaud him for going here, to trying to take his legacy, his career, this team to the next level. You know what I'm saying? For another challenge. He did all he could at Notre Dame. Wasn't going to win the national championship.
I told a guy at work, I told him, I said, I feel like he did it with, of course, the money. Of course, but at the same time, I said, because he wants to see, can he actually coach? You know, he's a Notre Dame. What you trying to say? Well, what I'm trying to say is, ain't no comp over there in Notre Dame. Y'all not even in a conference.
Yeah, not even in a conference.
I mean, I guess you pretty much, pick the teams that you play?
Yeah.
I think he said they're rivalry games. Because, you know, you have more than one. It's like Stanford and... who else?
I really don't even know. If I can be honest.
Is Oregon one? No, not Oregon one.
But going with Stanford, how many? Like, when last time Stanford done competed for anything? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it was last time when Andrew Luck was there. Yeah. So I mean, come on, dude. Yeah, I understand why he wants to see if he can actually coach. Right. And what better way to see that is over in the heavyweight division?
There you go.
You know, so.
So whether you go ahead, now you get.
I was just gonna say, I take my hat off to him for making the leap. Although it was an easy one because the money, I get it. But at the same time, like you said, your back gonna be against the wall. This is a dog fight over here every year. Like every I try to tell, I know this is a side conversation, but I try to tell people at work when it was coming to Auburn, they was like, "Oh, y'all gonna beat Auburn?" Da, da, da. I said, "No." I say it's a fight every year for us. Auburn can lose every game of the year, but when it comes to us, they're gonna rise to the occasion. And sure enough, they did.
Without even having Bo Nix at a backup.
Yeah, I already knew what it was gonna be.
So
this is like they hate each other. That's why.
Sorry about that, guys. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be a dog fight each and every year. You go and compete. Out there, whatnot, I mean, you got to give 110% as I get back to my notes here. There we go. I applaud him. Lincoln Riley. I mean, the only thing I hate is how they did it. I know it was a dirty business. I mean, whatever. But, I mean, now you look at it, and you say, like, it's affecting Notre Dame's college football playoffs thing with their coach leaving. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, it is.
That could affect them not getting into the top four, which, that sucks for the kids. And also Lincoln Riley just ups and leave his kids as well. You know, and my thing is, I think if they went there and said, Brian Kelly's like, I'm going to take this job at season's end. You know what I mean? Is it cool if I sign then? I think LSU would be like, oh, yeah, definitely. Finish out.
I don't think it would have mattered if he was there or not.
But my thing is, dude, you've been convincing these guys to give you 110% every single day since well, they don't have a preseason, but since the spring, give me everything you got and I'll give you the same, right?
Yeah.
Through the blood, sweat, and tears. All this, buy in with me, got buy in what I'm saying. And then you leave. It's like...
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. It was like, they didn't even wait till after the season.
They didn't even wait. They just that's what I hated. I'm thinking,
because even if they had been like, in year, I'm gonna take the job, I guess, but ain't no need to do no press conference or nothing like that, but
dude, like I just feel like both of those situations could have been handled differently. I seen some Oklahoma players coming at Lincoln Riley, and he was like, he's gonna make USC the Mecca of football. And he was like, that's crazy. He told us that last week. Like everybody was kinda Oklahoma players were pretty upset with him, which they have the right to be. You know what I'm saying? You telling these young men sitting in their living rooms, hey, next 4 years I got you, right? I know things change. But you owe it to them to finish this season off.
Yeah.
They giving everything they got every day for you. I don't care where you landed in the rankings and none of that. Finish it. That's it. And that's what you teaching these kids. Hey, leave your family when times get hard. You know what I mean? No, don't finish the job. That's the only thing I wish they would have done differently.
It was Oklahoma trying to get, what was it, Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah,
they called him. He said he was watching Netflix. He know nothing about that.
I'm thinking, like, why would he go to OU? He's got Kyler Murray. He's got an amazing. He's in the NFL.
Plus, I don't want to say it's easier because it's not. But I mean, when I think college football coaching, like I'm thinking about traveling all the time. Like at least I know Nick Saban travels. Of course, not during the season when that, but. In the off season, I think he takes like 2 weeks off, and he's on the road. No, you know what? I take that back. It is during the season because he came down to see
Ty Simpson
not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I look at that as a constant back and forth recruiting thing. You know, it's all over the country type of thing. Yeah. Whereas the NFL is kind of like
get that off season period.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like it's kind of like they trying to get into the league. So I'm just gonna why should we pick you versus when college football is the other way around? This is why you should pick
us. There you go. Pretty much. And all speaking of Ty Simpson, shout out to Martin Westview heading to state this upcoming week right there. You guys go win and handle business. And DJ, you guys get your quarterback probably in the spring. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be a spring enrollee. I mean, I've seen this young man play up close.
And it'll probably be a red shirt.
Definitely, I think it will. And I just think it just gives y'all security. And him, too, to watch Bryce Young do his thing. But this young man is definitely the real deal. I watched him play on his flu game, actually. He was pretty sick this game, from my understanding. And he just, he's a baller. His mechanics on point. He's extremely great. But, like I said, congrats to Brian Kelly. I guess congrats to Lincoln Riley. I feel a little bit different about Lincoln now. I'm not going to lie. But
my question would be, how do you, when talking about Simpson, how do you get, I mean, if you play for, because, I mean, let's be honest, Westview is not a high-ranking high school in football. At least I don't think.
Not mine, no.
So, when you play at a small school like that, how in the world do you get somebody attention like that? Is it all numbers? Or is it just an eye test that they look and say, he's got it?
I think, one, from what I was hearing about him, it was numbers. Like, Brett threw like 6 touchdowns, 400 yards. Like, so, then when you hit it, let me see what he's about. And then when you check a man, like, oh, crap. Like, they wasn't playing. And I think that's probably what got, I know recruiters be thinking, but it's like, 6 touchdowns. Well, I guess I have to check them out, right? You know, once you put up those numbers, then it's like a defensive back here in West Tennessee. You gotta get like, come on, dude. Your picks have got to be out of this world. Not deflections, interceptions, right? And you probably got to return them for touchdowns. So, I mean, he was extremely great as what he did. And then when they saw him in person, I think
size comes into it, too.
He's like 6'2", though. He ain't just 6'5", or
nothing. Well, I'm talking about when you said DBs with that, because I know around here, they don't throw the ball a whole lot.
Yeah.
So, I think if somebody around here was to do that as a DB, size would come into it. I feel like they got pretty good size on them. And they're at least decent, I think, you know. So.
All right. Well, this brings us to the conclusion of our show, and we get to play games on this show because DJ loves to play games. I love to play games, and of course, I always come with them, guys. Here we go. So, this game is called I Won't In or I Won't Out. So, like I said, I'll make a statement. None of these statements are true at the moment, right? None of them are true at the moment. But we're going to say future references. That could mean anything from the next week to the next year, right? And I put it on the table, and DJ will say if he's all in or he wants out. So he'll say, I won't in or I won't out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Alabama beats Georgia this Saturday in the SEC Championship game.
That's my team, so I won't all in.
You won't all in on it, okay? I won't out. I'm definitely a Georgia. I think that we got all the keys and everything we need to. You know what? I always feel some type of way when I play them. We've been a powerhouse all year. I'm not ashamed to say that. But it's just something about when we play Alabama. I don't know if we wet the bed or what it is. It's kind of like that. Well, I'm a little brother. So it's kind of like a little brother may be dominating folks in the neighborhood playing ball. Then his big brother comes around. It's like, you can't do the same stuff no more. It's just like you kind of, you know, withers now. But I'm hoping we can put that to rest.
I'm thinking it's either going to go the way us playing Auburn deal where there's, you know, strictly defense and barely no scoring at all, or it's going to be a high scoring game to where, you know, both defenses are getting trumped
for whatever. If our defense is getting trumped, I don't know what to say, because that's what we hung our head on the entire year. So if y'all start, y'all may, I don't know. We're just going to find that guy, but I won't out because I'm definitely picking my Bulldogs. Moving on, we just talked about Brian Kelly. Wins a championship at LSU while he's there. You want in or you want out?
Shoo! I'm gonna say I want out. You didn't even win at Notre Dame.
You didn't.
That was an easier market to at least get there.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I'm gonna say I want out.
You want out? I want to say I want in, but I always think about Urban Meyer, but he did it with Florida. Then he went to Ohio State and did it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one guy you can be like, be the SEC team. He got it.
He won two at Florida, I think.
Yeah.
Then he won with Chris Leak first. Tebow.
He proved him in the SEC. Okay. So this is backwards. This guy would have to prove that he can. And coaches have proved that, right? Dabo Sweeney did it with Clemson. Oh, my God. It's crazy. I won't end. Brian Kelly's going to win championship at LSU with some. I don't know why.
Nothing on the resume.
I seen this guy coach, and I know they're with her in big moments and whatnot, but I got to think it's the reason he made this move.
And I just feel like the LSU community, you know, although we're in the same conference and stuff, they're rally behind you. When they're up, they're up. We've seen them with Coach O. His job was on the line. And Joe Burrow, if he gets a good group of guys in there, he's probably going to take it. He's just one. That one magical year. If he can get a group of guys in there, I think he has it. I think he has it. All right. Keeping it right there, Lincoln Riley makes the college football playoffs next year.
I want out. Yeah. I don't see him next year. 1 year after? No.
Yeah, I definitely want out as well. I'm not going to lie. I don't know.
It takes a couple years to implement your system into your group of kids, you mm-hmm. know, because – I mean, you're going to come in, he's going to come in, he'll have his sis. I know he got his recruits from Oklahoma going to come over there, but
yeah.
The thing is, what helps a lot is when you got a three-year starter there and he can tell, like, the next guy on the offense, you know, this, or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At this point, he's going to have to reteach everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows nothing.
Nothing at all. New offense, new everything, new coaches and stuff. But, yeah, I definitely want out. At this time, I've talked to some people that feel like he's going to fall flat in his face at USC. I don't know about that. I think there'll be a...
I would give him at least... I'm going to say at least 3 years before we start judging him.
3 years?
Yeah. His first year is going to be... It's going to be a... like I said, you got to... Because by the end of his third year, he'd been and got, what, at least two recruiting classes in there. So, I think after that, then we could start judging him.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. But he definitely, I don't see him making it next year. No, I don't see that happening. No, all right. Moving on to the hardwood here, NBA basketball. The Lakers turn around their season, and they get a top three seed by the end of the year.
Top three. I'm going to say...
I know it's tough, right?
Yeah, but I'm gonna go all in based upon.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm gonna go all in based upon. I'm not confident. Not too many other teams in the conference right now. I'm not confident. The only teams I'm confident in is the Warriors and the Suns, and that could be 1 and 2. So I'm not confident in the Nuggets.
Utah.
Not confident in Utah.
I'm confident in Utah during the regular season. They always get high seed. That's why I'm like, bro, come on.
I'm not confident.
You're thinking about playoff time. I'm talking about regular,
I'm not confident Utah at all.
You just don't like Utah.
No, it ain't that I don't like Utah. It's just, I don't know, maybe they need to move the team.
Jab's been to Utah. How was Utah, Jab?
See, they cool.
Everything does not have to be LA. Everybody, LA, everybody want to be in LA.
I didn't say nothing about LA. Phoenix is nice. You know what I'm saying?
It's hot.
Yeah, but it's still nice.
Like cactuses and stuff.
You gotta ask, would you rather be in cold weather or would you rather be in warm weather?
It depends.
You just have to choose. There's no in between.
It depends on the person. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say warm weather.
Okay then.
Jazz would say cold weather though. Jazz wants to go to New York. Oh, well, let's ask warm or cold weather.
No in between. Like, it's either going to be super cold or going to be super hot.
I know which one she's going to pick now. Okay, us going to Miami or you in Utah. Which one could you live with for the rest of your life?
Miami.
Okay, so you said Miami, guys. So, and I know you, L.A. Yeah. But nothing gets cold, though, bro.
As long as it can get, it's kind of like California weather. If it gets cold enough to the point where you could wear, like, a light jacket, that's all I would want. But all this big heavy stuff and snow all the time like that.
Dude, I would never get anything super done. Hot
when you gotta wear sunscreen everywhere.
I would never get anything done. If I went to LA. Dude, you're gonna be at the beach every single when we went?
That's what discipline.
I wanted to go every single day. How'd you get work done?
You mean Miami?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Miami, yeah.
But yeah, that where that discipline come in.
It was amazing. But I went out. They're not getting top three seed, like I said. These other teams handle business regular season. Jazz handle business. The Nuggets handle business. The Suns handle business. The Warriors handle business. That's four right there for you. And you can throw in Portland.
You said Jazz and who else?
I said the Jazz. I said Nuggets. I said not in this order, in no particular order. Jazz, Nuggets, Suns, Warriors. That's four right there. They're not getting
keep
three.
Two of them out.
I got them at five or six, maybe seven. If they keep playing like this, they'd be in the play-in game right there. So moving on to our last one right here. Very good one. I had to throw this in there. I got a lot of love for the guy, and you do too. Is this Russell Wilson's last season with the Seahawks? You want in, you want out?
I'm trying to think. He didn't sign on a new deal.
No.
Okay.
They signed more players and extended players is what they did.
Yeah.
For this past offseason.
I got to think about, I'm trying to think about the other teams that need a quarterback.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's because I think it's based upon that. Because it was like, if there's nowhere else that's attractive to play, you might as well stay where you're at.
Well, hold on. There'll always be somewhere that's attractive to play. Think about it.
Okay, you got Carolina who's going to need a quarterback.
Right, okay.
Okay, you got...
Think about cities, too, because they said Sierra. He made it to Sierra. So yeah. She wants to be in, like, a big market. New York, L.A., Chicago. Well, Chicago's not happening. But New York, L.A., stuff like that.
Okay, well, the Giants might need a quarterback. Put it like this. If Russell Wilson said he wanted to be a Giant, they would make room for him, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Simply because, not Eli, Daniel Jones, he's been decent. But decent is not good enough to
call
say,
okay, it for well, what he is. He sucked.
He's been decent.
The whole team has sucked.
Cleveland need a quarterback. I don't see him going to Cleveland.
I see him going to Cleveland before he married Sierra or something. He got to, listen, Sierra's a superstar.
So she's going to go from Seattle to Cleveland?
No. That's what I'm saying. He ain't going to Cleveland because of Sierra. Not blaming Sierra, but you know, Sierra want to be in a New York.
It's pretty much her fault, man.
Yeah, okay, let's not do that. Sierra cool people, right? I'm assuming. I don't know what you said. You want in or out? His last season with
Last season with Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... I want in.
Okay.
I'm going to say I want in because although you got accredited to the point he was out for like a month, but even with them coming back, these last two games have been horrible. Just flat out horrible.
It's bad.
Well, the Monday night game was bad. I mean, they couldn't stay on the field for nothing.
Nothing.
You know, so yeah, I can see New York. They got pieces there. They got decent receivers. Ain't no receivers, just no star there. But you don't necessarily need them. You got Saquon Barkley back there. Hopefully he healthy. So
that's very true. Also, I'm going to come up with somebody that give you my take. I want in, but I think what's going to happen is we'll go in this order. They're going to get rid of Pete Carroll to hope that Russell will stay. And then he'll be like, no, I'm still leaving. And he's going to want to go to New York. There's people talking about New York Giants. You know what I mean? They would make room there. Great market for his family, things like that. Anybody would want, right? But what if we were talking about the Rams earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what if it plays out, Matthew, you know, they go to the playoffs, of course, but he don't play off the par. Can you see Sean McVay?
They just trades for him.
But it's Russell Wilson.
I get all that, but
think about that.
Wait, it's going to look like...
If you Sean McVay...
That's crazy. You don't go the first year.
You Sean McVay. What you doing?
Well...
Russ won out. L.A. Ooh, think about that.
It depends, because I feel like he wouldn't have done all that if he didn't believe in Matthew Stafford.
But we've seen this man have Tyler Gurley and drop him in a hot minute after a historical season. This man on to the next like no other. Think about it. You would, first off, we would take Russ over Matthew Stafford anyway. But they get rid of Pete Carroll. They finna start it over. You know, I would like a good quarterback, and I know Russ doesn't want to be here. I take Matthew, right? If you Seattle, because Russ wants out. I don't want you if you want to be here. And then you, dude,
if anything, I could see Green Bay before the Rams. I just don't see the Rams just dropping in like a hot pocket. Not like especially after they gave Jared Goff all them years to get it together. You know, I just don't see them dropping like a hot pocket.
I see.
Not after the first year now.
I see it depends on what Russ want to do. It doesn't matter how Matthew Stafford performs the rest of the year. My guy Russ been in prime time. My boy, you just getting here and you screwing up prime time. I don't got time to waste on nobody. Would you make that deal? Because it's intriguing, isn't that?
I mean, yeah, I would do it, but I ain't the Rams.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I can see McVay. Listen, y'all keep your eyes. I'm finna let y'all go. Y'all keep your eyes open this offseason. The things are finna get pretty interesting, especially over in Seahawks territory. I know everybody's like, "Oh, it's the same division." You know, he wouldn't dare. You know, but we've seen stranger things happen. And I'm just saying. I just thought about it. I can see that. Like,
Then you got Russ. Oh, say Odell resigns. Robert Woods come back next year. Cooper Kupp. Darrell Henderson still there. Cam Akers.
He's just trying to manifest.
Von Miller. Jalen Ramsey. My God. I'm just saying, guys, it may not happen. Who knows? But if it did, you can come back here and say I was right, because that's like a fantasy booking right now, but that whole team is a fantasy. You got anything else, DJ?
No.
No. All right, guys, we're finna let you go. It's over an hour, man. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Kids Act Podcast. Once again, this right here will be on iTunes as well as Spotify. I hope you all having a great day. Thank you all for tuning in today. I forgot to tell them to turn up their radio dials on their phone, but I hope you guys did it anyway. Hopefully, you know what to do. Anyway, you have nothing else?
Huh? So you could be a Titan if you want.
Okay, anyway, we'll visit that next episode, I guess.
I'd set a campaign for that.
No, I'm tired of y'all campaigning, because AJ Brown campaigned for Hulu, and now look what didn't happen. No.
What you mean?
It's not a complete team. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. He can be a Titan if you want to. Although, I'm pretty sure they ain't coming to Nashville, but
no. I'm trying to get for you. Try to act like the Rams, bro. You got enough people.
You got to compete.
Y'all just got to execute. That's it.
You got to compete.
Y'all got the people. Execute. Anyway, guys, I'm going to let you go, man. Everybody, be safe and be blessed.